When you share a nation's culture, what you're really doing is telling its story. Sometimes it's done through music, sometimes it's done through dance, and other times it's done through food. When you visit the Old Triangle in Halifax, Nova Scotia, it's able to do all three. I'm Jay Dory, and this is Get Your Eat On Nova Scotia. Brian and Cheryl Doherty. They are the owners and operators of the Old Triangle, and they're just going to tell us a little bit about their pub and the history of this place.
Well, the Old Triangle, we've been here now about we've been into our 15th year. We opened in 2000, and of course back then when we opened, we had about 14 investors in our business then. As you always do when you, I mean, we were musicians at the time and really needed a little help to get it going. So we had a lot of our friends and a lot of people who liked our music wanted to invest in the establishment. But originally there were myself and Cheryl and Kevin Evans and Jerry Guest were the core principals in the Old Triangle, and then our friends were doctors, lawyers, and you know, all kinds of professional people. But as the years went on, we were able to buy them out, and now it's just myself and Cheryl, and we're delighted that we just went through a big renovation there after 15 years. We thought it was time to give the establishment a facelift, so we took the three floors above the three floors that we have presently, and we've doubled our capacity, our space, from 4,000 to 8,000 square feet. So we take on more work. I'm trying to do things less and less, and I keep doing more and more, so who knows.
In Ireland, you know, and a couple of the Irish guys comment on this all the time that come in here, they said, like, an Irish fella goes out to a bar on his own, you know, he doesn't want to feel like he's silly or, you know, or just sitting on his own and that. And he said, and if there's lots of stuff to look at or to read or to sort of, you know, check out on the walls and stuff, it makes them feel like they're kind of part of things, even if they're by themselves, you know. And that's another part of an Irish bar. You know, you should never feel uncomfortable being in an Irish pub on your own, whether you're a male or female, you know, and it's something we really actually pride ourselves on here. Like,
fair enough. I've been here by myself quite a lot.
Laura's got the Kleenex there.
Okay, let's go take a look at the rest of the bar. And here's where all the music's played.
Yeah, we have music 7 nights a week here at the Old Triangle. And, you know, as I say, it was a big part of the whole package that we've created. Of course, we always like to collect as well little mementos. I mentioned that it's a building and a creative process.
Story.
Well, it is, yeah. Over here we have the flags of the four. There are four provinces in Ireland, and we've taken each of the flags from each of the four provinces: Ulster, Munster, Leinster, and Connacht.
And we're going to just get a bite to eat, sort of get some food. What would you suggest?
How hungry are you? That's always I ask people, because I mean, we go everything. You can have everything from a salad here to the steak and chips, which is. The fish and chips or whatever. The fish and chips actually probably our best seller. And then we have...
Something Irish.
Well, you know, fish and chips are very Irish. In Ireland, you would get it in yesterday's newspaper.
Yeah.
But here we don't. You can read the news and eat your food as well at the same time. But here...
We're here again with Cheryl. She's just going to explain to us what we have in front of us. And it looks beautiful.
Thank you. We call this our Dublin pasty, and that, which is more about the name than any particular requirement of it. It's made with ham, chicken, and leeks, which are all very traditional in Ireland, and a bechamel sauce and some puff pastries, poppy seeds on the top. This is actually my recipe.
This is your recipe?
Yes, I created this years ago. Yeah. So our own version of a self-contained chicken pot pie. This is our plowman's lunch, and it's kind of a traditional farmer's feed. We have corned beef, chicken, and ham. We have some homemade pickle. We used to use a Branston pickle, but we found a lot of it was coming back. I think it's a bit of an acquired taste. Branston pickle is made with turnip. So this is our own kind of cucumber relish that we use here. Some whole made soda bread, some Dubliner cheddar, some hot mustard, and just some vegetables, which most of the Irish would leave behind, but we like it.
Yeah. This looks beautiful. I mean, I personally love Branston pickle. I love putting Branston pickle and cheese and just making a toasted sandwich with it. But
people make pickle sandwiches all the time in Ireland. Of course, they make crisp sandwiches in Ireland. So anything.
Well, I'm gonna rip into this I'm gonna try this pickles. Do you make these here?
We make this ourselves. We actually use this on our lamb burger as well. And unlike most lamb burgers you find in the planet that are done with like feta cheese and tomato, we actually do ours with a five spice powder, and we use this homemade pickle and cucumber pickle and crispy fried onions. So our lamb burger is a little bit different than everyone else's, but it's so good.
I can attest to that. I've eaten your lamb burger before, and it's good. And this corned beef
We do that in house, thinly sliced. We also do a corned beef sandwich with that as well, which is delicious on a homemade baguette.
That's incredible. And can you explain this cheese?
This is a Dubliner cheddar. It is actually an Irish cheese, which we do bring over from Ireland. We thought we'd try to keep it as authentic as possible. I find it to be a very mild kind of a cheddar. It has almost a creamy texture. It's not like a hard cheddar. Mm. Yeah, it's really nice. Mm. You can tell by the smile.
That's delicious. And the soda bread is...
This is a wheaten soda bread. We actually have two ordinary types that we use. We do a white soda bread, which has a slightly sweet flavor to it. This is a whole wheat soda bread, and it's made with wheaten flour. We put a little bit of flaxseed into it, some oat bran, and that's my own modified recipe as well. So, yeah, it's good.
Absolutely delicious. I'm going to smooth this aside. I'm going to dig into this.
I would usually order this with a salad myself instead of french fries, unless I'm being really, really decadent. In which case, I'd actually order a side of gravy with the french fries.
It's
a beautiful, it's a really good dish, if I do say so myself.
No, this is beautiful. Do you cook like this at home?
Yes, actually. We're big foodies in our house. Yeah, we're big into food. That's what we like.
That's everything you want in a pot pie. Like that, you can't get much better than that.
It's creamy, it's flavorful. The leeks add a much nicer flavor than onions, I find. You know, it's a more,
absolutely,
more subtle flavor. You know, I mean, the ham is the ham that we do ourselves here, so it's not just, you know, something we bought in a store and chopped up. You know, we cook our ham, we cook our chicken, so it's all done from scratch. So, yeah, it's important.
And you can tell, like a lot of places, they have something that's pre-made, but when you make it yourself here, people know when people keep coming back for more.
Thank you.
I noticed as well that there are a lot more taps that you guys have, and it's also sort of focusing on not only the traditional Irish beer, but also a lot of local stuff. How important is that for you guys?
Well, yeah, when we done the renovation, it gave us an opportunity to add some six more taps to our middle bar here, all of which are local craft beers. The whole craft beer industry has exploded in this area, and... you know, there is a demand for it. So, I mean, where there's a demand, we try to meet that demand. And we've been able to bring in six craft beers. And, of course, they will change as the seasons change and as people's tastes change and the demand for it changes. Of course, craft beer is huge everywhere. We were in Ireland there recently, and they exploded in Ireland as well. They're all over. Every little area is creating its own brand of beer. So
it's not just Guinness anymore.
Well, I mean, Guinness claims that they're actually claiming to be the original craft beer, which, you know, so they're getting in on the act. Don't you worry, they're not going to miss out on that. But it's an amazing sort of. I don't think there's any particular brand loyalty among people anymore. People like variety. They like to experiment. They like to try out new flavors, new tastes, and. We've been able now, we have 22 taps in our poorhouse, our middle room here, and upstairs we have 12. So we have quite a variety for everyone's taste.
We're here with Brendan Doherty, which is Brian's and Cheryl's son. Can you just explain about the upstairs here?
Yeah, this is our new room. It's the Shanachie, which is Old Gaelic for the storyteller. Really wanted a nice, convenient room, you know, keep a really nice old feel about it. We have the nice copper ceilings, and we have a little stage over there. It's really meant for a gathering room more than anything.
Well, this room is a very beautiful room, and I'd really like to drink in here sometime. So,
about a month and a half, we're really seeing a lot of business up here all the time. We have our quiz nights every Tuesday. That fills it up. And weekends like tonight, we have Jesus Murphy playing on the stage. And
That sounds like a band, like, but named after, like, after you stub your toe.
Maybe.
And could you take us like a little tour upstairs to the kitchen?
Yeah, for sure.
So this is the brand new prep kitchen that you have here.
Yep.
And you're going to be, as I understand it, taking over, like doing a lot of the cooking here in the new year?
Yeah, with the new upstairs, I mean, we're really trying to do something different that's going to define us around town. So up here, we really want to take it up a little level in our food. You know, we have great pub food downstairs, but we just want to do something up that next level, almost bistro-y.
Oh, yeah. What are some of the things you're thinking?
You know, lots of the classics, like duck confit and beef tartare, and just things you're not going to get in a pub. But with our gorgeous new room, you know, it's going to feel good. It's going to be nice. It's going to feel good.
I must have been to the old Triangle 100 times, and each and every time was amazing. So if you find yourself in downtown Halifax, I encourage you to stop in at the old Triangle. Have a pint. Have a meal, bring a couple friends, have a laugh. And I'll see you next time. I'm Jay Dore, your host, and this is Get Your Eat On Nova Scotia. I have regrets in the first time that I'm